For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge. Jason Ashley isn't a typical cattle farmer, as he directed me on a truck tour around his fields in the small upstate community of Iva. Jason told me that his cows are forage finished. He says that's like grass-fed, but better.
We have high-quality forages versus grass. Big difference, because you can put a cow out in your front yard and let it eat grass and call it grass-fed.
Jason has been successful over the past several years. That sets him apart from many South Carolina farmers. After a rough drought in early 2015, farms from the Midlands to the Lowcountry were overwhelmed by devastating rain that many called the Thousand-Year Flood. For Jeremy Cannon, a farmer in Turbeville, the flood took nearly $800,000 worth of crops from his fields.
They were laughing about it because they said that flood only happened once every 1,000 years, and then in 2016 we had Hurricane Matthew. We had two historic floods in back-to-back years and probably had well over 400,000 in the field of crop losses during 16.
Moving into 2017, Cannon said that there just wasn't any room for a so-so crop. His farm needed to have a perfect year. According to the commissioner of the South Carolina Department of Agriculture, Hugh Weathers, 2017 did indeed boast pretty good crops.
As we hoped for, 2017 was that much anticipated harvest. I call it a well-deserved harvest after the 2 years we'd had.
But the quality of the harvest is just one important factor. For farmers to have a really excellent year, they also need to have strong markets. And 2017's markets were soft.
There will be farmers that it may only be because of the yields they're getting in 2017 that keeps them in business. But there may be those, in spite of the yields of 2017, that still might exit the industry.
For Jeremy Cannon, that's a real possibility. Jeremy represents the fourth generation to run his family business, Cannon Ag Products. And to him, it feels impossible to imagine a future in which he isn't a farmer. He plans to fight to keep his family's business afloat. But it's also hard to see how the farm carries on to the fifth generation, his 8-year-old son.
I don't know that I want my son to farm unless something was to change dramatically. I think deep down you always want your kids to follow in your footsteps and to love the things that you love. But just the heartache and disappointment and the hardships that our family has faced, I don't know if I want that for him.
Commissioner Weathers worries about the decline in multi-generational farms like Jeremy's.
Our farm family numbers are getting less and less. And as that next generation takes a job in the city, takes a different career, we have to look for those first-generation farmers to come into the industry to help maintain our agricultural production in the state.
One of those first-generation farmers is Jason Ashley. It's true that his recent success is partly down to luck. Upstate farmers just didn't suffer from the floods as much as farmers in other parts of the state. But Jason also attributes his success to progressive and sustainable farming techniques.
We set our price, and then if you want to buy it, great. If you don't, there's 10 more people down the street that will, because they want that product.
Another ray of hope? Jason's daughter, Addison. At 11 years old, she's already started her own business farming chickens after school. Addison likes farming a lot, and she thinks she'll be a lifelong farmer. But she says it might not be her only job.
In the future, like when you're grown up, do you think you'll want to farm?
I may have another job, but yeah.
And Addison's dad is okay with that. The future of farming, he thinks, looks a lot different than the past. For the complete story, visit our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.